Okay, everyone enjoy that?
Good,
good. So we're just setting up. I'm going to show some exciting opportunities this marathon. We're going to give you a little theme of what the marathon's about. We've had some really good marathons. Put your hand up if you've been on last year's marathon. Put your hand up if you've been on the year before. Okay, so about 50-50. So there's put your hand up if you haven't been ever. Okay, it's not as depressing as the play was. That was obviously just a very random version. We'll just set up just shortly. And I just wanted to start by saying is the previous 2 years, we've had extraordinary marathons here at the Manor. It's been so extraordinary that it's actually been record-breaking in the last 20 years at Bhaktivedanta Manor, actually, which is, you deserve a round of applause yourself. So, thank you very much. So this year, the marathon, you may have seen, is themed Against All Odds. You can see at the top left of the title there. Against All Odds. Srila Prabhupada, when he came on the Jaladuta, or even before he came on the Jaladuta, he had never stepped foot outside of England, outside of India. He doesn't know the culture. He didn't know the behavior of the people. He didn't know much in terms of living in that particular environment. But when Srila Prabhupada came over on the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, and he came to New York, he arrived, and 10 years later, what happened? A whole international society was built. So against all odds, Srila Prabhupada was going through so many difficulties. On the Jaladuta, having multiple heart attacks, you know. In Delhi, in Jhansi, when Srila Prabhupada was trying to distribute his back to Godheads, you know, people were very negative. It weren't so fruitful, you know. It wasn't as diverse as the play. It's kind of no. So I thought that this year, we were, you know, we've done some great goals, 100,000 books, 200,000 books we had a goal of. But this year it's also very important that we learn to see the magic in Krishna consciousness. Learn to see how Krishna arranging so many beautiful things for us. How against all odds in the world, we're able to distribute lots and lots of books, isn't it? Put your hand up if you thought that you could never distribute a book, but then you went out there and you thought, this is actually easier than I thought. Put your hand up. Yeah? Sometimes just you find it's kind of daunting. Oh, I'm not sure if I can do this. You know, there's cold out there. You know, Hare Krishna is actually crazy. It's freezing outside. It's winter. We want to be inside, have a cup of tea. But this year, or this part of the year, everyone decides to go out, distribute books for like 10 hours a day. It's like a bit loony, you know? One time I was in a town distributing books, and it was pretty cold, and it was about 7, 8 o'clock at night. And I was distributing outside a bakery. And then one lady came and she goes, I've been watching you guys all day. You've been here since 8 in the morning and you're still here. And I said, yeah. And she goes, why are you doing this? It's freezing out here. She goes, I just got sacked from my job. But here's a bunch of croissants for you. I was like, sorry, I don't eat egg, you know. But anyway, people actually witness this. When they witness the sacrifice, when they witness the endeavor we go for or go through in order to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, then they take you very seriously, actually, in the end, like that. Okay? So we're going to be presenting a few opportunities, a few different things, a few different ways all of you can get involved in this year's marathon. Put your hand up if you've done door-to-door book distribution. Okay, good. Keep your hand up if you liked it. Oh. That's surprising, all of you. Okay. So we're going to be showing a few things. We're just going to put the password in. 1 second. So Srila Prabhupada was against many odds. Now what do you think the odds are against us today? Obviously, all of you, many of you in this country, live in this country, you know the culture, you know the behavior, you know the people. What kind of odds do you think we're against today's world? What kind of obstacles do we face when we're trying to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books or distribute spiritual wisdom in the world today? Anyone put a shout out? Any obstacles they face? Lack of time? Okay. Anything else? Specifically, any odds? Prejudice? Yep. Anything else? People not interested. Yep. Two of the things is atheism, and according to the current climate, a lot of religious tension due to the terrorism that's out there, isn't it? Sometimes it's very daunting. One time I was taking a group out on door-to-door book distribution, and they messaged me a few days before. They said, Prabhu, I don't want to do this. I don't think it's a good idea. I said, why? What's wrong? It's a nice area you live in. It would be nice for book distribution. And she said, no, you know, it's not a good time to give out religious things or spiritual things. You know, people are on edge. And I said, don't worry. It's okay. Just go out there. Be confident that what you're doing is not causing any catastrophe in the world. And people will see that. And they had a great time. I was in Liverpool. You know when the Manchester attacks happened earlier this year? So the day after that happened, I was in Liverpool. We were distributing books. I was talking to one mother and her children. And then the whole street froze. It was just silence. And all you could hear is the lady going into her purse to give me some Lakshmi. She could hear the change. And I was giving her a book. And everyone was kind of watching us. But it was completely silent, frozen. I was the only person moving. And then I was like, oh my God, this is very strange. And then a minute later, they started walking again. And it was a minute of silence for the Manchester attacks. But you could see in people's mindsets, in people's consciousness, people are very worried about these things. Atheism is increasing tenfold these days, you know. Someone just told me yesterday, there's one famous university in London, which have openly announced they're an atheistic university. They will not teach any religious or theological subjects at the university. You know? So the notion of God, the notion of spirituality, the notion of any deeper understanding is slowly flowing away from the world. However, our history at the Manor has shown that even though Kali Yuga is degrading, Kali Yuga is progressing, somehow our book distribution is going up. Against all the odds, Srila Prabhupada's mercy still continues to flow. 6 years ago in 2011, our entire marathon was 28,000 books. 6 years later, last year, it was 142,000 books. It's a significant increase, isn't it? Therefore, one of the things in this year's marathon that I thought would be very nice for us to have the focus on is that the most magical thing about Krishna consciousness is that in the darkest of times, in times where everything is against us, we're against all odds, people aren't necessarily interested in the subject matter we're dealing with, at that time, when we distribute Krishna consciousness to those people, we have received the greatest amount of mercy. Yeah? We're all crying out for mercy. We need help in our spiritual lives. We need to get somewhere. We want to be in love with Krishna. And to do that, we need Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And the best way to do that is to have faith in Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And one of his very renowned instructions was to distribute his books. And in that particular process, one gains the greatest amount of mercy in the darkest of times, which you don't see anywhere else, you know. In a marketing world, if things aren't going so well, they wouldn't market it according to that. They'll be like, forget the place, let's go somewhere else, like that, right? So it seems impossible, illogical, unreasonable to do this. But actually for the Krishna conscious person, it's the greatest gift and the greatest opportunity to grab the highest mercy, okay? So I thought I'd just share with you very quickly, as time is going on, a few opportunities and ways everyone here can get involved. The first of which has been going on since Prabhupada's day, is to distribute books on a high street. On the streets, these are a few pictures of different devotees going out all across the UK, Liverpool, Manchester, London, a few brahmacharis there, a few of the ladies, a few of the kids. Lots of devotees, this is a great way to get involved. If you want to get involved in knowing how to distribute books on the street, knowing how to interact with people, knowing how to do that very personal and very rewarding actually type of service or distribution, you can approach myself. This 16th of December, we'll be having a monthly Sankirtan festival where everyone in the community can come together. We can undergo some very simple and basic training. We'll all go to a town near the temple. We'll do some Harinam. We'll distribute some books. We'll distribute some prasadam. And we'll have a great time. So even if you're a beginner, even if you're an expert, even if you're somewhere between, even if you've never done it before, you're more than welcome to come. So that'll be on the 16th of December. So you can note it down in your diaries. We'll be starting here, then we'll head out somewhere very locally. We've had two so far, and it's been great success. Put your hand up if you came to it. Okay, quite a few people. So it's been a great success. We're going to be continuing those. And you're more than welcome to bring your friends, bring your relatives, bring whoever you may. Sometimes Sankirtan doesn't mean you distribute books on your own. Sankirtan means congregational glorification of Krishna. So in numbers, when we're together, it's a lot more easier, it's a lot more successful, and it's a lot more enlivening at the same time. Okay? So one of the... I don't just do all the book distribution. Actually, all of the results and all of the glory is actually all down to everyone here. One main bit of book distribution that's a very easy, very accessible way to do is to go door to door in your local towns, cities, and distribute books that way. So I just want to invite Achyuta Gompremphu or Nitya Radha Mataji, and she'll speak a little bit about door-to-door book distribution that they'll be arranging. And if you want to get involved, you're more than welcome to contact her and join in that way.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nikhil Prabhu. So yeah, you know, often when we speak of book distribution, I think we just saw this is the first impressions that we have, you know, what Shesha Prabhu was going through. And like one Mataji said, you know, we fear rejection. So, you know, it's very daunting, and we think, no, it's not for me. It's for Sutapa Prabhu, it's for Nikhil Prabhu, it's for devotees in the ashram. But there's another way in which we all can get involved, and that's the door-to-door book distribution. It's a very flexible way of book distribution, which can kind of align with your lifestyle, whether it's children, whether it's your work. You know, you don't need to be kind of out whole day. You can, you know, pick up the slots in your day when you feel you can actually go out during the lunch hours, evenings, you know, daytime, any time of the day. And it's not, you know, you don't need to go very far as well. Just start from where you live. You know, you can cover up to 10 streets ahead and then 10 streets back of where you live. So just pick up some books, go ahead, you know, talk to people. Last year, I was, we were going door to door. So I just met one lady, and you know, she was cleaning the door of the house, and I just thought I'll approach her, and I just went up to her and I said, "Good evening. You know, I'm just, you know, I hope I'm not disturbing you, and you know, can I just talk to you for a minute?" And she gave me a very intense look, you know, and I just thought, no, I don't need to talk to her. I should go. But then, you know, I just somehow gathered the courage, and I said, "I'm from the Bhaktivedanta Manor. You know, it's the month of Christmas. We are out, month of giving. You know, we're just giving out some books, spiritual literature. Would you be interested in something?" And she said, you know, and I had a Bhagavad Gita in my hand, and I told her, I said, so she asked me, she said, "What do you think this book has for me?" And I said, "This book has all the answers you're looking for." I don't know why I said that. You know, I mean, I've never said that before, but it just suddenly came out, you know. And I said, "This book has all the answers you're looking for." And then we just talked about Bhagavad Gita. I was explaining it to her. And then she opened up, you know, she started to open up. And she was talking about her problems and, you know, I mean, everything I could actually, like Sutapa Prabhu was saying, you know, this morning, that when we go out like this, you know, when we hear other people's problems, we realize, you know, that we are nowhere, actually. You know, we're in a much better position. So she had everything, you know, her work, her family. And she said, "You know, my father is very ill, and I don't normally go out, you know." And she said, "You know what, I was cleaning the door, and I was actually speaking to the Lord. And I just said to the Lord that, okay, you know, you've given me problems. Now give me a solution as well." And just as I said, you walked in. So, and then she took a pause, and it was like, it really kind of seemed very big, you know, that moment. And I said, "Now you have the solution." So she said, "Okay, I'll take the book," you know, and she took it, and she was like very nice and cordial. But I mean, I could sense that she has faith in the God, but she's going through a lot in life, you know. And so it's not something that, you know, we are doing which is new. It's something that Nityananda Prabhu actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go door to door and preach. You know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I was reading, he was, you know, he used to ask his disciples to go door to door and distribute journals. Then Prabhupada used to do that. So it's not something that we are doing which is new. You know, it is something that is kind of given, you know, to us by the acharyas. You know, when I met this lady, I was just reflecting on the whole thing, and I said, our acharyas are so merciful. You know, they know that in Kali Yuga, people will not be just mentally frozen; they will be physically frozen as well. You know, so, and that is where door to door actually is very important, because we are reaching out to those people who cannot come out. She said, "I don't normally go out." You know, the other time I just knocked at the door, and this was actually around 11 a.m. in the morning. You know, so you don't normally expect much response, but we thought we'll go out. You know, me and my husband, we thought, okay, we'll still see and try. And one man opened, and gave him a chant and be happy. And he looked at it, and he was very happy. And he said, I'm never normally home at this time. And I don't know why I am at home today. And I know now the reason why I'm at home today. So I've got something. I was looking for it. And, you know, and here I've met you, and I've got the book. So he was so happy. You know, so the general impression that we have, you know, is that people will not open the doors. And people will not, you know, be very receptive. And but it's actually the other way around. Our experience has been very, very good, you know, going door to door, because people are in fact appreciative that we are taking that effort of going to them, you know, knocking their doors. You know, I mean, what's the worst we will get? You know, people will not open the door. That's it. You know, or if they will open the door, they will not take it. You know. It's sometimes very funny as well. You know, people look through the windows and they just walk away. You know, but that's fine. You know, we just move on, because we are just trying to please Prabhupada. We're just trying to do our service. That's all. So, you know, please think, you know, of how you can go door to door. It's very, very powerful. Very much which can align with your lifestyle. You know, as a part of this marathon, actually, we want each one of you to actually, you know, explore this mercy, experience this mercy, you know, and most importantly, enjoy the mercy. So please go out door to door. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So thank you. Thank you so much. Along with going door to door, we have a very easy way and a very exciting opportunity also, is that during the marathon, we have many, many books which are being sponsored, which people don't have time to go out. Mario, you said sometimes it's a lack of time. You know, we don't have time to go out. We've actually organized a team who are actually going to be dedicated to placing books in schools, colleges, hospitals, educational institutes, corporate companies. If you'd like to get involved in that way, you can approach Chandra Chaitanya Prabhu. Could you give us a wave, please? Vivo! So he'll just come up and say a few quick words and tell you guys how you can get involved that way also.
Hare Krishna. I was a bit surprised when Nikhil Prabhu asked me to help in this service. I thought, I'm not qualified. I can't hardly speak when I go to a new person. But I thought I should try. And I approached our local library in Croydon, and I gave them 3 books. So that was a good start for me. Having said that, we need the help of every devotee here at the manor, in the wider congregation. If you have any contacts in hotels, schools, colleges, any institutions, companies, we need all the contacts we have. We want to place books in every, you know, corporate office, every hotel room, university, colleges. Please, if you have anybody like that, speak to any of the devotees here. Speak to my young friend Davesh. He is very enthusiastic. And we need all the help we can get. So if you have any contacts, please feel free to share that with us. We will be really appreciated. The other thing that I really found inspiring, last year was the 50th anniversary of ISKCON, and I was thinking, how can I please Prabhupada? And naturally the thought came, distribute his books. What else? So then I took the initiative in contacting devotees of the manor, especially Nitya Priya Radha and her wonderful husband, Achyuta Gaurav Prem, and they kindly agreed to, you know, allow me to come with them in their door-to-door distribution. And I must say, I was very apprehensive initially, but they are wonderful devotees. And I would definitely go out with them every day if possible. And she said that, you know, to that lady who was, you know, all pent up, and then she opened up and she said the Gita has all the answers. When in fact, devotees of Jaipatak Maharaj have put together a sort of a list of what can be helpful for you, like if there is laziness, if there is anger, if there is feeling sinful, pride, etc. It's all in the Gita with the relevant verses. This is something that you can perhaps give out. I can share out a few copies later on. So please share your contacts if you have. We want to place as many books as possible. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So we just have a quick video for you guys to watch about our door-to-door book distribution. So if you'd also like to get involved in such a way, you're more than welcome to approach myself or Nitya Radhamachi or Chuta Gopran Prabhu or Chandra Chaitanya Prabhu, and we can also organize a training session at your house. So as time is running, we're just going to quickly, swiftly get through. Next opportunity is one of our biggest book distributors. This is a group of devotees called Bhakti Vriksha. So I'd like to invite up Yamaneshwari Mataji to speak a few words.
Hare Krishna, everyone. So for Bhakti Vriksha, mainly our marathon starts, I would say, from the month of Damodar. the Kartik month, because we go door to door. I mean, many house programs, Damodar programs we do. And from there, you know, we, the same contacts, we again go and do Gita Jayanti programs where do the recitation of Bhagavad Gitas. And then after that, people get very inspired and then they do sponsorship. And not only that, this Damodar program is like a warm up or a launching pad, because suddenly, all of a sudden, to enter into a marathon, it needs that mood, the spirit. But in the month of Damodar itself, people, you know, get into that spirit, whoever is going, and also the people who are receiving also in that mood. So for us, this Damodar program is a great support and tool whereby we could distribute more books. And also many other programs, many varieties of programs we do in order to cater to different audience. One more thing is Gita Jayanti Festival, which we do in the many neighboring towns, where we do competitions for children, like sloka recitation, many other competition, cultural programs. So we invite many new people to come for a festival by putting posters and everything. And then we, at the end of the program, we do the pledging of Gitas. And many people come forward by just seeing, like, the cultural programs are done in such a way that the Bhagavad Gita, the books, the value of the books are, you know, people get inspired. And then they pledge books. In that way, we get more sponsors. And also, we go door to door. As Mataji was mentioning, it's very wonderful. So, we have a lot of Bhakti Vriksha devotees. So, they go in the evenings after work. They plan, they have a target for each Bhakti Vriksha, and then they do it in that way. And we also do in the local temples. We get permission from the local temples and do a book table. And also in the high street, we put book tables. So like that, many different varieties of programs in order to, you know, cater to different audience. So the main objective is to involve more number of people so that everyone gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. And more varieties of program, because someone may not be very confident enough of going to in the streets, so they can get involved in various different ways. So they are also part of book distribution. And also involving more number of people, you know, so that they also get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So basically, and more sets, rather than individually distributing, we go by sets. Like in the door-to-door, Sutapa Prabhu came to our place, he trained all of us, and he was saying like 3 books in a pack we distribute. So similarly, when we do sponsorship also, we mainly focus on like a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when people take a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, we also give them a library of Srila Prabhupada books. So in that way, we try to, you know, move the books in big numbers rather than small numbers. I heard from other devotees also that they keep maybe a few Bhagavad Gitas, few small books together as a set. So in that way, you can distribute larger number of books rather than going for single numbers. So that's the objective: more number of people, more varieties of program, and more books in the form of sets. So this is the way we actually distributing so far this many years. And this year we also seek all your blessings and mercy so that we can make a very memorable offering to Srila Prabhupada on behalf of Bhakti Vriksha. Thank you so much.
Okay, and the next project is a project, a very new project here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, which we've just launched this year. It's entitled Go Matsya. And essentially it focuses not just on distributing Bhagavatam sets to people, but empowering and encouraging others to become distributors of the Bhagavatam also. So to say a few quick words on that, we have Davesh Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So on Friday, Sutapa Prabhu had asked me to actually give a presentation and a class. So most of the details, I covered it in detail, and I know we are short of the time, so I'm going to be very quick. So Gomatsya started with a project when both myself and my wife were inspired after watching a presentation of ISV devotees, how this program has been successfully launched in U.S., and how they are trying to give out the sets of Bhagavatams in a very structured way. So it's from the Matsya incarnation, which came when Swayambhuva Manu was rejoining the world, and there was a demon called Hayagriva who stole the Vedas from the hand of Brahma and took them deep in the ocean. So Matsya Dev, out of the compassion for the humanity, came on board and rescued the Vedas. So taking that mood of Lord Matsya Dev, we also want to try and show the compassion and give out this, which I call it the hard labor of Srila Prabhupada in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, once Brahmananda Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, which is, what is your favorite book, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, my favorite book is Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 1 to Canto 12. So we really, this year, we are trying to make it a structural approach to try and distribute the sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. When I approached earlier Vishwambha Prabhu for his blessing, he said, we always wanted somebody, this used to happen, we wanted somebody to start again distribution of Bhagavatam sets. So he also inspired us. Our motto is the preservation of Vedic culture through mass distribution and education. So we want people to understand, especially the target is on the Asian and Indian community, because they have some relevance to the Vedic culture. So they immediately imbibe it and they feel it's a cause which they can come on board and really get part of it. A verse from Bhagavatam. There is no other literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavatam, a quote from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said that I want every respected person to have a full set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in his home. For children, it lays a very strong foundation, and hence we are very strategically trying to do this, you know, with the help of devotees. We are just 5-6 of us. Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, who's sitting just behind, he's really helping us and inspiring us on this project. Hari Kirtan Prabhu is another devotee. We have Aniket Prabhu, Rupesh Prabhu, some member from our Sangha members who are helping us on the project. Children are getting involved in this as well. Who can get involved? Anybody who wants to do the good for everybody on this project. These are some of the benefits which we offer our people who come on board and become an advocate of Gomatsya. And there are three levels, as Nikhil Prabhu was explaining. The first level is you become an advocate by taking a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. The next level is you become an a distributor. You not only take the set, but you refer three more people who can actually take the set of Srimad Bhagavatam. And finally, there is organizer, which is that you actually go out yourself and distribute the sets of Bhagavatam and enroll people into this program of Gomatsya. These are some of the pictures. We started this in end of July, beginning of August, with a team of 5 devotees, as I said. And we said, we just want to have a small goal. We decided we'll do 10 Bhagavatam sets every month. And by Krishna's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's empowerment, we've been able to do 45 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam since last 4 months. So. So we go to homes of the devotee, we install Bhagavatam, we do an aarti, we make the family read Bhagavatam. And at the end, I do want to play probably just one video of this Prabhuji here, Ambar Prabhu, who is completely new to Krishna consciousness and how his life transpired after taking Bhagavatam. This is an installation ceremony which Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu conducted in Hamel Hempstead. This is a family which Aniket Prabhu is sitting here, who a Gujarati family. We gave them a Gujarati Bhagavatam set with the help of Arvind Krishna Prabhu. He had many other languages set at that time. So that was very useful. That's my wife. On Sundays, we join the Sankirtan table of Nikhil Prabhu and we try and give out the Bhagavatam sets there. So we have had, last Sunday, we had 3 sets went out actually of the Bhagavatam. So another family with some pictures of Bhagavatam. This is Jai Prabhu, who took the Bhagavatam set when we were on a MSF, which we had started doing with our Sangha in Enfield, who took it, and we were there. Another devotee who helps us is Keshav Gokulanand Prabhu, also, who is in the part of the team. So I'm just going to very quickly play these 2 videos. Ambar Prabhu, who spoke about his experience of the Gomatsya, and we are trying to involve the children. We have some presentations booked at a lot of schools. We're going to go to the schools, present it to the parents, taking an advantage of the Christmas preparation, you know, presentations of the children when the parents come in. We are trying to contact a lot of Hindu communities in the temples. So there are some flyers here which we will distribute, and if you would like to get involved, please contact one of us. There are contact details at the back of the project. And yeah, please get involved. This is really spreading. Next year, the BBD trustee, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, was asked how many sets should we print. Last year, they printed 10,000. So he said 30,000. Because this is really, going. Devamrit Maharaj on the recent GBC conference, he said Srila Prabhupada always wanted this revolution of sets distribution. So it's really good. We are getting a lot of support from the temple. Shruti Dharma Prabhu is really encouraging us and all the other devotees. And it's a very holistic program. I just want to end by saying we're not just giving the sets. We are trying to arrange in January, February, a day for advocates and organizers for everybody to come together. We are contacting some senior devotees like Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Devamrit Maharaj, so we can start Skype session with these advocates on reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that they are not just having the Bhagavatam, they are actually reading it and becoming a devotee. Amber Prabhu, who I was showing earlier, he actually got connected to a Bhakti Vriksha in Reading, run by Vishal Goranga Prabhu, and he was just sharing his experience that we are now part of a community, and it's really nice to have this project and be involved in it. So thank you so much. Sorry, we are over time.
And to round up, I would like to ask His Grace Vishwambhapu, who is a great inspiration behind book distribution at the Manor, to say a few words of encouragement on this year's marathons.
Jai Hare Krishna, Hari Bhava. I was very inspired to see the development of Bhaktivedanta Manor. They've actually, I can say, I believe, I don't think, but I believe that in the old world, I mean, told the Vaisheshika Prabhu when he came to my house, they are the only temple that grasped the concept of a little from a lot. In other words, dovetailing book distribution from the shoulder of a few devotees, brahmachari, like, you know, in the early days, I mean, Shruti, Prana, the Mataji's day, there was not such a congregation. There was not all these different variety of book distribution, because there was no congregation. There was only temple devotees. So there was a lot from a little. We all had quotes. So I came up with an idea, you know, to give a name some years back, a little from a lot. And Bhaktivedanta Manor, that's why they do huge scores, because they spread, you know, the law, the book distribution towards the congregation. Now we have large congregations all around the world. And this is the way, it's so inspiring, this is the way to do book distribution. It is very austere, against the all odds. It's very, is the motto for every year. If someone comes to you and says, I find the book distribution very easy and very comfortable, don't believe that person. He's trying to sell you a book. Don't trust. It's always difficult. Hand on my heart, I go out every day, and I can say, you know, that you have to just, it's actually a demand of surrender. Krishna says, okay, you want to serve me in that way? Then you have to pledge a little bit of surrender. However many hours you could put in. But the beauty about this program, a little from a lot, is that, you know, you don't have to, you have a family life, children, you have jobs, you have so many occupations, so many duties. So you can pledge, you know, a few hours, or even once a week on Saturday, and, you know, just latch on with the leaders of this project, and just they'll do you a little bit. And you will see that's how you become fired up, you know, when you light the match. Then once you fire, then you want to do more and more and more. There is juice in this activity. I mean, you could see the leaders of the manor, Prana and Shruti, they even though they're very, very busy, there's so many projects in this temple, but at the end of every year, they drop everything and they just go out on book distribution. Because they know, they remember the taste that there is in it, and they do it. It's not just, you know, you go out, you go there, you go there. That's not a book distributor. Someone who has a taste, he lead the crusader by in the front line. So there will be difficulty, the cold, the mind, the busy life. There will be aging with the body, sickness, tiredness, so many things, so many odds are there. But if you just, this is the what I wrote in the letter to all the book distributors around Europe, that if we just get up in the morning, when you get up in the morning, just think of Lord Chaitanya, even for a few seconds. It's a good tip, actually. I mean, I'm sure you already know that, but simple things sometimes we forget. Just think, the very beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya, and envision Lord Chaitanya's smiling face on you. That washes off the consciousness, and then you say, "My Lord, today I want to do a little something for you." And he will answer your prayer. My devotee thought of me, let me empower him. If you believe in the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of God, then you have to think of him, talk to him. Just ask, "My dear Lord, please let me," that's what Prabhupada did. "Let me dance like a puppet." And look what he did. So much came out. So it's a matter of book distribution is faith. If you have a faith, then you go a long way. So I just want to say thank you for the organizers. Thank you for all of you who are pledging some time or some money to sponsor books, or some encouragement to those who are going out and distribute books. Well done. And I hope you will keep safe, healthy, and happy in this activity. And we will see you at the end of the marathon, or during the marathon. I will come to the monthly festival, which is quite nice. I always like it. I just came from Newcastle. The book distribution is increasing so much there. Just by the monthly festival, Sankirtan Festival. So it's a beautiful activity. Distributing one book, it's worth much, much more than giving 100 classes. That's what Tamala Krishna Maharaj was saying. And one class, it's worth much, much more than reading 100 hours of the books. So you could see the benefit of distributing one book. The advancement and the purification, it's you're better than someone who sits in the temple and gives classes. That's not an exaggeration. But the purification, because that book, Brihat Mridanga, how many classes will be giving that book into the consciousness of all the people who pick it up year after year and read it? You see, that's the benefit of it. So thank you very much, and I hope you will succeed in your attempt to share Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Marathon 2017 ki jai. Bhaktivedanta Manor ki jai. Haribo.
So thank you so much for being very patient. Sorry for taking your time this morning. We're just beggars, and we're begging you to please help us in this one endeavor to try and make Srila Prabhupada happy, pleased, and smile. Against all odds, but it can be possible with your efforts. To keep in touch, to keep enthused, there'll be lots of inspiration. If you have social media, Facebook, you can add us. It's called Flying Books 108. If you just type that in, you'll find the page. Just press like, follow, and share. And we'll be posting lots of videos, opportunities, events, updates that are going to be happening this month and all throughout the year and the foreseeable future. Thank you very much for being patient, kind, and Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sankirtan Yagya ki, Srila Prabhupada Book Marathon 2017 ki.